Hello there, and welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of Women's Wisdom Through the Ages podcast. My name's Catherine J or Catherine Ellis, and this podcast is an initiative under the social enterprise Imagineering to a Better World. So, Imagineering, like the two words together of imagine plus engineering. So it's having a practical, having a positive vision for the future, and then engineering a practical way to get there. So imagineering, and then imagineering to a better world. Thanks for joining today. We appreciate your time. And what we're doing in season 2 is we're going to have a bit more of a finance focus. And also with money smarts always comes emo smarts. So for example, if you think about your finances, one way to think about what you love or even what you worship is to look at your credit card statement, or these days with PayWave, even your bank card statement if you don't have a credit card but you have a debit card. So it's quite fascinating. Could be coffees, it could be, spending most of your money on your children or your partner. Over the years, I've also met people, whether it be Harley Davidsons or Oakley sunglasses, whatever it is. So yeah, that's definitely one way. And as anyone who's had an addiction or even just a really strong desire, so it might be you really like and you really want to support a particular cause or a particular brand, whatever it is. For me, for many years, I used to smoke, which was a really gross habit, and there's lots of different reasons why I did smoke, and partly because I was already seemed to be a smoker, even though I wasn't even smoking, because I helped somebody light it one day. I thought, oh, this can't be that hard, and I was really frustrated with watching them do it, and then I happened to be seen by somebody, so it's just like, oh, whatever. So, and that's not a good reason at all. But obviously, when I did smoke, a lot of my money did go to that. And just on that topic, so also, sorry, I forgot to explain. One of the reasons for the women's wisdom through the ages is that women think, or all of us think differently at different ages. So, for example, when we're a teenager, we're learning more and more, and we think we know a lot. When we're in our 20s, we quite often think we know everything. And then we're in our 30s, sometimes it's like, okay, life's not going exactly how I thought. Maybe I don't know everything. And then usually by the time we hit our 40s, it's like, oh, we start to realize the more we know, the less we know, because there's so much more to know at any time. So, yeah, so it's interesting as we go along. And the second part of what we do with Women's Wisdom Through the Ages is to invite guest speakers on. So I have some wonderful women who verbally have, who we've had verbal discussions about them coming on, and I'm really excited about these two ladies. And we're planning, hopefully, to have a guest speaker on once a month. And then I'll just jump on a bit more often just so we have a little bit of a regular podcast. And when I'm doing it myself, it's more likely to be much shorter. So, yeah. So today, as we're seeing, oh, sorry, with the when we have guests, apart from being different ages. So I'm in my early 50s, and then as people come on, like especially in season 1, we had people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s actually. And we had amazing women. We had them across a whole range of different backgrounds. We had a student, and later on as a young grad, I think. We had a young mum who was talking about the impact of, so quite a few of them were actually on COVID. and the impact of COVID. So one of them, Anjali Natarajan, who is fabulous, and she was the most popular. We actually had her on twice in season one, and we're hoping to have her back on in season two. And one of hers was talking about the impact of being a student during COVID and how to deal with that. Then we had a mum, I think in her 30s. Yeah, Anjali was in her 20s. We had a mum in her 30s, and she was talking about the impact of being a business person and then having to homeschool and how do you juggle all of that. Then we had, I think we had a couple of people maybe in 30s and 40s and just different backgrounds. We had a couple of coaches. We heard about personalities even in the classroom. So I recommend you go back and check out them. It was lots of fun for us, and even just organizing it, chatting with people. And we did so we had a really fun season one. And so part of it is when we have a guest on is getting to know the woman behind the organization or whatever she's doing. So usually it'll be a business person. Sometimes it might be someone with a not-for-profit. We've even had a couple of pastors on, so that are also involved. Like one of the pastors was also running a community service separate to the church and just doing an amazing job, especially of feeding people, not necessarily homeless, but definitely homeless as well, but just really reaching out into the Blacktown community. And then we had another pastor who's also a business person and a mum, so just so many different roles. And so when we have guests on, I also challenge them to choose one particular issue in society, because I truly believe that when the generations come together, that we are more likely to come up with out-of-the-box answers. So we talked about youth, we talked about mental health, we talked about having your own voice and so being able to communicate. We talked quite a bit about COVID. Even we had someone who was working in the aged care industry at the time and talking about the impact, and that was really early on in COVID. So it was really quite a fascinating reflection, you know, even looking back about what was happening at the time through 2020. And obviously in 2021, there's a different set of issues, and obviously COVID currently is still one of them. And there's different levels of impact with that. So coming back to your finances, so if we think about why we purchase something, so obviously our finances, usually what happens is we are spending more money than we have. So one thing that you'll hear me often talk about on this podcast is income minus expenses equals your future. So if your expenses are higher than your income, you'll be in the negative, which means you are having a loss. And absolutely over time, if that continues, you will head towards bankruptcy and even bankruptcy, which is something you do not want to do. And that actually is the same whether it's an individual, an organization, or even a country. If you have income minus expenses equals neutral, which is what a lot of people do, they tend to spend their paychecks as they go along, and then they might have to ask for an advance, or they might only have a few dollars left. I also definitely do not recommend that either, because things happen, life happens. Perhaps, you know, if you do have a car, there might be maintenance or repairs. Maybe you went over, like I can remember one time, just going over a nail and so having to get a new tire. You know, there's so many different things. There could be medical, you know, and sometimes not even necessarily medical, but perhaps you're a bit run down and you need to buy something at the chemist, or maybe some vitamins, something like that. So what we want to be going for is your income is greater than your expenses. And in that way, we have money to invest, money to save for allocated purchases, money to give away, and obviously money to pay the bills, and also wealth creation. Yep. So there's lots of different things that we can do, but we need to have money to be able to do that. And obviously, I imagine, especially at the moment, you know, we all dream of like going overseas and maybe to an exotic location or going skiing, or especially if we don't have one near us. But one thing I do really like about this new season that we're having in 2021 is that more people are supporting local and also traveling domestically, which is fabulous. So coming back to why we buy. So usually we buy quite often out of desire, sometimes out of fear. I would say quite a lot of the industry, the advertising industry, is about fear. So for example, recently I had to fly over to another state to see my parents, and they're not traveling so well, quite elderly, and just different health issues. And even though I'm absolutely healthy, I thought, oh my gosh, and especially when you're on a plane, you want to make sure that you don't catch anything. So then you're not, you know, so we're able to see them. So just even buying some extra vitamins, and I think I also bought some hay fever tablets, and even cold and flu. And again, I was totally healthy, but it's just, you know, that at the moment you have to be so careful. You know, if you do have, you know, flu symptoms, cold symptoms, which these days are also called COVID symptoms, that quite often you're not able to go into certain areas. So we buy on fear, we buy on desire. And so a desire might be, okay, I want to look good. Maybe I want to buy a new lipstick. Maybe I want to buy a new dress, as an example. But equally, when you look at quite a few of the adverts, there can be a link with fear. So the fear of aging. So for example, anti-aging. So I think some people may buy on fear. For me, I know just recently I bought some serum to wear underneath my moisturizer. And for me, obviously, like, we don't want to be looking, you know, craggy or older than we are. But also it just feels really nice. So for me, it was desire, whereas for some people it might be fear. So that's just an example, especially things to do, obviously. We talked about COVID. It might be weight loss, you know, so many different things. And then so most things come down to, I would say, desire or fear or even need. One way to look at why we purchase things or why we spend the amount of time we do on certain things is to think about why, you know, what we might look at in a newspaper. And there's a saying that says, if it bleeds, it leads. So, yeah. And social media, obviously, that's a, you know, spending more time. And I don't know about you, but some things I do get a little bit susceptible to is books. So if I'm listening to something, say, for example, on YouTube or listening to a podcast, and I think, oh, wow, that book sounds really good, I might, you know, I might purchase that book. So, but again, you can see that obviously desire and fear are both emotions. So we can see really, really closely related. And you may notice already that I'm actually quite logical. So I don't just go out and buy just for the sake of buying. I might see something and then I think, okay, do I need it? What have I got at home? And I'll be sort of thinking, okay, what's the price, cost per wear, price per wear? Like, okay, I might only wear that twice, but it might be a dress worth $200, for example. Unless it's for a really important wedding or a really important occasion, I would never consider spending that amount of money at the moment. Hopefully in the future, my income will be so much higher that I won't have to think about it. But for most of my life, that's been a huge amount to expend for a dress. Okay, so that's just a bit of an idea of the link between your emo smarts and your money smarts. So obviously, if we can come to an understanding to control our emotions in a healthy way, then we can come to understand our finances better. So emo smarts absolutely forms the basis of our money smarts. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Hopefully you've learned a couple of things. I always enjoy just sort of sharing a bit because they're things that I wish I knew when I was younger. So I wish I knew. I mean, I was pretty good. Those of you who may have heard me before, especially sharing a bit about my story, or maybe have read one of my books, know that I did have a, you know, quite a good grounding in money smarts. Even as a teenager, I was working, I had my first businesses, different things, but for me, I didn't know about wealth creation. So there's always just different aspects that, you know, I'm learning, or that I think we all learn as we go along, but especially that perhaps we didn't know when we were younger, or sometimes it's perhaps we forgot, we got caught up with life, or, you know, got excited about life and then realized, oh, for example, in these uncertain times, you know, some people are actually having a reduction in their income. Perhaps it's business income, or perhaps they may have been made redundant at work, or if they were casual or something, that, you know, people may be getting reduced hours. So it's always good just to sort of think, okay, well, you know, do I really need that? And just rather than getting caught up in the moment, oh, that looks fabulous, I'm going to go and do that, and it just looks like fun and just, you know, wanting to feel happy, as an example. Whereas, you know, perhaps just sort of sitting back and think, oh, actually, it's pretty cool. Like for me, I'm really fortunate. I love being outside. I love the beach. I love nature. So I'm really happy just to sit even in a park, preferably around water, the beach. Love it. Okay, thanks so much, guys. My name is Catherine Jay. This has been Season 2, Episode 2 of Women's Wisdom Through the Ages. And some of our, especially the guest speaking sessions, we will put on YouTube. The others we probably keep to just on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining today. And remember, we can change the world one day at a time, one person at a time, one decision at a time.